Have you ever wondered why some relationships flourish while others crash and burn? The answer often lies not in compatibility or chemistry, but in boundaries, those invisible property lines that define where you end and others begin. In the dating world, boundaries serve two crucial functions. They define who you are, your values, preferences, and morals, and protect you from harmful influences. When these lines blur, relationships suffer in predictable ways. Consider Heather, who spent a year molding herself into someone Todd would marry, only to discover he valued his freedom more than commitment. By surrendering her boundaries, she lost herself, while Todd enjoyed the benefits without responsibility, a pattern that repeats endlessly in dating relationships. The solution isn't avoiding dating, but developing healthy boundaries that prevent losing yourself, promote mutual responsibility, and help you choose better partners. Where there is deception, there is no relationship. This powerful statement captures why honesty forms the foundation of all connections. When someone lies, you're standing on shifting ground that makes you question everything. Dating relationships face various forms of deception, from pretending to be just friends while harboring romantic intentions, to being inauthentic about your preferences and personality. Some lie from shame or fear of rejection, while others deceive calculatingly for selfish gain. If you don't want to be with a liar, be honest yourself, first with yourself, then with others. Self-deception often enables relationships with dishonest people. Truthfulness attracts people of integrity, while dishonesty draws those who prefer avoiding reality. Similarly, many singles eagerly interpret vague spiritual statements as clear faith, bending reality to match their hopes. The fundamental principle is inverting our perspective. Rather than fitting our spiritual life into our dating life, we should fit dating into our spiritual life. Important relationships rarely leave us spiritually neutral. They either draw us closer to God or pull us away. Ask yourself, does this person enhance your spiritual journey? Do you have a genuine spiritual alliance? Is their faith authentic or performative? Look for evidence of spiritual autonomy, regular spiritual practices, meaningful connections with like-minded believers, and personal ownership of their faith journey. While fundamental beliefs matter, some of the most meaningful growth comes when couples thoughtfully work through spiritual matters together, challenging each other toward greater understanding and depth. When Marcia returned to Scott despite his hurtful patterns, her fear of being alone prevented her from maintaining boundaries. She'd rather have a bad relationship than none at all. This reveals a critical boundary lesson. To find happiness in a relationship, you must first be able to be happy without one. Dependency prevents selectivity in finding good partners and blocks healthy relationships when you do find them. To overcome this fear, strengthen your relationship with God, build supportive friendships outside of dating, and develop a fulfilling life of spiritual growth, service, and stimulating activities. Dating was never meant to cure aloneness, but to fulfill adult needs for romantic relationships leading toward marriage. Your dating history provides valuable information about what works and what doesn't, if you're willing to examine it honestly. The first dating problem is denying that your past demonstrates a pattern. If you blame your failures solely on unsuitable partners, you're missing the common denominator, yourself. Jim dated frequently but never formed lasting relationships until he recognized his pattern of pursuing women who wanted him more than he wanted them, reducing his risk of rejection. Once he addressed his insecurities with friends rather than dates, he found the courage to pursue Samantha, a woman he genuinely valued for her character. With support from others, identify your problematic patterns, own them rather than blaming those you've dated, and work to resolve them through growth and self-awareness. While couples rarely divorce because someone isn't witty enough, they frequently split over controlling behavior, criticism, irresponsibility, emotional disconnection, and broken trust. Recognize that while differences in tastes are natural, character traits are non-negotiable. Some daters develop such specific requirements that they eliminate all potential matches. Stay open and flexible about preferences while maintaining standards for character. Everyone is imperfect. There's no Prince Charming who has it all together. The key is finding sinners you can live with, people who recognize when they've wronged you, confess it, care about your hurt, and work to change patterns. Not all sins are equal. Some are bright red, meaning stop. If destructive traits appear as patterns without ownership and repentance, they will hurt you and prevent real connection. Trust your experience. If someone consistently makes you feel bad, that's a sign to protect yourself. Many singles are attracted to one type of person, but find better friendship with another, like Stephanie, caught between Dennis, great friend, no spark, and Ryan, butterflies but no depth. This split between friendship and attraction often stems from unresolved family issues, unintegrated aspects of yourself, or lack of experience with genuine connection. If you've never been deeply known at your most vulnerable parts, you might not recognize what real intimacy feels like. Romance, sexuality, and attraction must be built upon lasting friendship and respect for character. Begin every relationship with friendship in mind. Don't rush into romance. The true measure of compatibility is enjoying time together regardless of activity. You want your best friends to be honest, faithful, deep, spiritual, responsible, connecting, growing, and loving. Ensure these qualities exist in the person you're falling for. We all seek completion, to become whole without deficit. While different strengths enrich relationships, basing connections primarily on opposing qualities creates problems. Lindsay initially relied on Alex to handle all confrontations until he expressed resentment at being used rather than useful. Their relationship succeeded because she took ownership of her weakness rather than continuing to depend on his strength. When relationships become governed by opposing traits, unhealthy dynamics emerge: power imbalances, resentment, confused responsibilities, and parent-child dynamics. Healthy dependency serves growth. We're designed to need others' love and support. The problem arises when dependency becomes regressive, maintaining immaturity rather than promoting development. Mature couples aren't primarily drawn to opposite traits due to their own deficits. They connect through shared values like love, responsibility, forgiveness, and honesty. Don't fall for someone merely because they possess traits you lack. Fall for someone who inspires you toward love, growth, and wholeness. When you're grounded in meaningful connections and pursuing wholeness, you won't need a relationship so desperately that you say yes when you should say no.